There's a fascinating machlekes in the Poskim regarding the basic difference in halacha that we have between a schir yoim, which is a hired worker, and a kablan, which is a contract. Now, in short, a kablan is a person who's adayin to the nafshei ka'ovid. He works for himself. In other words, in general, the contractor works on his own time schedule. He doesn't have to dafka work when demanded by the employer. So he's working usually on his own schedule. And he as well is being paid not for the time that he puts in, but rather for the finished product. So an example of a kablan would usually be the dry cleaners. If you have a dry cleaner, you give them a suit. They're being paid for the product, the end result, and they're not being paid exactly by time, and they're also on their own schedule. They don't have to have a specific hour in which they are putting in the work. They have a deadline, maybe, but they don't have to work to that deadline based on the schedule of the employer. Or let's say a car mechanic. A car mechanic is a common example given for a kablan. So the car mechanic, again, his job is to fix the car and give a completed product to the person hiring him, and he's not getting paid for the hours that he put in, and he's not going to get paid for a specific time period, and he's not forced to work at a certain schedule defined by the employer. A schir yoim, on the other hand, is a hired worker, which means that he's getting paid usually by time, and he's not getting paid for the finished product, but rather he's getting paid for the work that he puts in. And the question is, what is the primary distinction between the schir yoim and the kablan? And we'll present the nafkamina by a common or quite famous court case that has been going around recently. And that is a court case between the Uber company and the Uber driver. And what was the shaila? The shaila was whether or not the Uber driver is considered a schir yoim of the company Uber when they're getting paid by hour, or they're considered a kaplan, because at the end of the day, they have the ability to work when they want. They kind of work on their own schedule. They don't have to come to work today. And Mamela, perhaps they're considered a contractor. They're their own man. It's the svara of adayin to the nafshei ka'avad. And Mamela, they would have the status of being a kaplan. Now, the reason why Uber was arguing strongly that the Uber driver should be a kablan is because there are a lot of responsibilities when it comes to the laws of a schir yoim. When you have a worker, you have to pay perhaps for certain taxes, you have to pay for gas maybe, and there were different nafkaminas that arised from this, was coming out from this machlekes, where the driver was saying that they were a schir yoim and therefore they had the benefits of a schir yoim. And Uber was saying that no, they were contractors, they were working on their own, and therefore they didn't have the special benefits that a schir yoim has. So this was the machlekes. And the truth is that the basis of the question is a very important chakira, and that is, what is the yesod of a kablan? Is the yesod that my product is what I'm being paid for? I'm not being paid for my actual work that I'm putting in. I'm not being paid by the time I'm spending working for you. I'm rather being paid for a completed result. So it's result-oriented. That's the definition of a kaplan. That's the determining factor on whether the person is a kaplan or schir yoim. Masha'enkin is schir yoim is getting paid for the work and for the hours that he puts in, but not for the completed result? Or is the main distinguishing factor between a kablan and schir yoim not the determining of what you're getting paid for, but rather the determining of whether your hours and your time is your own? In other words, perhaps what determines whether the person's a schir yoim is that his time is not his own. He is meshubed to the bailam whenever the bailam wants. His schedule is not his own schedule. He has to work when his boss tells him to work. It's his boss's time. When it comes to a kablan, on the other hand, It's his own time. He decides when he wants to work, and if he decides not to work, that's his prerogative. That makes him a kaplan.
That's the question.
Because usually the kaplan has both milas, but the shaila is sometimes they don't have both milas, and sometimes only one mila exists. And the question is, does the person have a din of a schir yoim or a kaplan? And an example would be the Uber driver, because they work on their own schedule. So if the determining factor is the time, is it your own time or is it someone else's time? Can you decide right now? I don't want to work. Then l'chayyur, the Uber driver should be a kaplan because they don't have to come to work one day, and therefore, since they're not meshubed mitzad the schedule, they should be considered a kaplan. On the other hand, if they were to get paid by hour, so when they do decide to work, the payment is not for the completed product. The paydek is by hour, so perhaps that would make them a schir yoim, not a kaplan, because since they're getting paid by hour for the work that they're doing and not for any completed product, maybe they're considered a schir yoim. So this is the question. So this l'chayr is a machlekes between the Tshumas HaDeshen and the Sma. The Sma holds that what we look at is whether you're working on your own time or you're working on the time of the Balabas. Are you working on your own schedule or not? That is the determining factor according to the Sma. And Mimela, if let's say you have this Uber driver who's working on his own time, he would be considered a kablan, and therefore the Uber company would win the Dintayra because it's much better for them if the person's an independent contractor, because the independent contractor doesn't have the benefits. The Tshumas HaDeshen learns differently. He learns that the determining factor is not whether you're working on your own time, but rather what you're getting paid for. What is your job description? Is your job description working for me, or your job description is producing some result? Says the Tshumas HaDeshen, if your job is to produce some result, for instance, the car mechanic, your job is to fix my car, that is what I'm paying you for, the result of having a fixed car, that's a kablan, in spite of the fact that you might not be working on your own time. That's the sheet of the Tshumas HaDeshen. You look at what you're getting paid for. A schir yoim is getting paid by hour, by time. The kaplan is getting paid for the result, for the melacha that's complete. There are nafkaminas that emerge in several areas of halacha. One in Chayshe Mishpat that we're going to point out, and one in Hilchas Shabbos. The one in Chayshe Mishpat is a well-known Gemara, Bava Metzia, Daf Yud, where the Gemara says, Poyol yochel lachzer bo yafilu b'chatzi hayoim. The Gemara dashes from a pasuk that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Avodai Heim, that Klal Yisrael is considered Avodim Dafka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we learn from there that they're Avodim specifically to Hashem to the exclusion of anyone else, and therefore, if you have a worker, he's allowed to back out of the deal Afilu B'chatzi HaYoim, even in the middle of the job, middle of the day, because if he was Meshubed to the contract, then he would be considered like an Eved, which we don't allow. So that's the halacha. Now there are exceptions to the rule. If let's say by him backing out in the middle of the job, it's going to cause the employer a loss, it's a dover ha'avad, so then he's not allowed to back out. And if he does back out, he has to incur certain losses and penalties because he's not allowed to back out if it's considered a dover ha'avad. However, says Taisvis, that halacha only applies by a schir yoim. Because that person is somewhat similar to an Eved, because he's working for you. You are the boss of his job. You're paying him for his time that he puts in on your behalf. That's considered someone who's similar to an Eved. And over there, we have a din of Poyo Yochel Lachzer B'Chatzi HaYoim. However, says Tosfos, if you have, let's say, a Kablan, he's an independent contractor. He's working for himself. He doesn't work for you. He's working on his own schedule. He's not getting paid by hour, by the work that he does, rather by the result that he produces. And since he's an independent man, he's working for himself, inherently he's not similar to an Eved, and there's no din that he can't be Chayz that he's allowed to be Chayz B'Chatzi HaYoim, and he, in fact, is not allowed to be Chayz B'Chatzi HaYoim. There's no din Avodayim, there's no din Poyo Yoch Lachzfer B'Chatzi HaYoim when it comes to a Kab. So, this is the first Nafkamina that emerges from this shiloh of whether the person can be considered a kablan or a schir yoim. And that is, if you have a din of being meshubet to the contract, even if it's not a dover of it. According, if you hold that the person's a kablan, then he's meshubet to his contract, he's not allowed to back out, even if it's not a dover of it. And the poyel is allowed to back out as long as it's not a Dover oven. Again, what if you have someone who gets paid for the result, but he is someone that doesn't get paid by time? Or the common case, if let's say you get paid by time, but the you're not meshubed to the employer's hours. You have your own hours, which was the case of the Uber disagreement. So this is not such an uncommon case. You have a person that has his own hours that he's going to put in, but he, let's say, is getting paid for the work. So again, if you have one of these nekudas that are similar to a poyel, and one of these nekudas that are similar to a kablin, what's the halacha? So this is, again, totally the machlekes between the sma and the tumas hadeshen. So if you have a person that has his own hours, so he's similar in that regard to a kablin, but he's getting paid by the hour, by the time, and not by the result. So in that case, he's similar to a poyel, a schir yoyim. Does he have the status of a poyel or a kablin? It's going to be telling us machlekes. Another nafkamin is in Hilchas Shabbos, and this is a well-known distinction between a schir yoyim and a kablin, and that is, if a person is a schir yoyim, he's not allowed to work for you or work on Shabbos, because since his work is being done on your behalf, he's getting paid by time, he's considered your poyel and ki'ilu your shliach, therefore the work that he does is ki'ilu work that you yourself are doing, and therefore you're not allowed to have a poyel or a schir yoyim working on your behalf on Shabbos. However, when it comes to a kablin doing work for you, it's mutter on Shabbos, as long as you don't give it to him specifically to have it done on Shabbos. And you give him enough time for him to do it before or after Shabbos, then it's mutter. So if you give your suit to the dry cleaners, which is a kablin, before Shabbos, and he's able to complete his work either before Shabbos or after Shabbos, then it would be mutter. Because when he works on Shabbos, it's not considered work that's being done for you. And therefore, he's not your shliach. Rather, it's being done adai to the nafshe. He's doing it for his own benefit. He's his own man. And therefore, it's mutter to have him do the work on Shabbos. And you'll pay him after Shabbos because it's adai to the nafshe ka'ovid. Since he's a kabbal, he's independent, he's working for himself, he's not working for you. And therefore, you're allowed to have him work for you on Shabbos. Now, if you give it to him Friday late afternoon and you're going to pick it up from him Motzei Shabbos, where the only way for him to complete his job is for him to do it on Shabbos, in that case, it's also, because then it's ki'ilu, you instructed him specifically to do it on Shabbos, which is also. But if you give it to him, let's say on Thursday, and you pick it up after Shabbos, so since he could complete it technically before Shabbos, even if you know that he's going to do the work on Shabbos, it's still going to be mutter. There's an interesting machlekes between Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Moshe regarding a case where, let's say, you give the dry cleaners in right before Shabbos, and you're going to pick the suit up from him first thing Monday morning. So the only way for him to do the work not on Shabbos is if he works on Sunday. And we know that people don't work on Sunday. That's not the derech. No one works on Sunday. The business is closed on Sunday. But technically, he could do the work on Sunday if he so desired. Is this usur because we all know for practical purposes he's not going to do the work on Sunday, he's going to do it on Shabbos? So it's ki'ilu, you instructed him to do it on Shabbos. So even by a kablin, it's usur. Or do you say that no, since he could, if he wants, do the work on Sunday, even though I know that he's not going to, Lamaisa, it's not ki'ilu I instruct him to do it on Shabbos, because I'm perfectly happy if he does it on Sunday, and Bebeila, it's mutter if it's a kablin. This is a machlekes, Rav Moshe was mekel, Rav Yashiv was machmir. Most places can assume, lechatchila, a person should try to be machmir about this, but if there's a shatz atzayrich, if there's some type of extenuating circumstance, a person could be mekel and be samek on Rav Moshe. Akoponim, this is another very important distinction between a schir yoyim and a kaplan. Now, the shaila would be, what is the halacha if you have a person working on Shabbos for you, and it's a case where he is going to get paid for the result? He's going to get paid for the product. He's like a mechanic, but it's the type of person that gets paid by hour. In other words, he is someone that doesn't have his own time. He's meshubed to you for a certain period of time. and he doesn't have his own schedule. So he is completely in your under your control for this duration of time. So when it comes to determining mitzad working on his own hour or working on your hour, the halacha would be that he's considered like a schir yoyim because he's working on your schedule. So according to the Sma, it would be a schir yoyim, but the payment is for a result, for a product that's been completed. And therefore, according to the Truma Sadashim, we would look at him like a kavlan. So he mitzad what he's getting paid for, the end product or the work, he's similar to a kavlan. But when it comes to if he is choosing to work when he wants and how he wants, then the halacha is we would look at him more similar to ischer yayim because he's meshubet to the bailim, he's meshubet to the employer. So that would be enough communion between the Sma and the Truma Sadashim. Or you have the reverse case. He's on his own schedule, and therefore, mitzav the schedule, he would be considered similar to a kavlan. So like the Sma, he'd be similar to a kavlan, because he's on his own schedule, but what he's getting paid for is the hours that he puts in. He's not getting paid by the end result, he's getting paid by the hours, similar to a schir yoyim. So according to the Truma Sadashim, he'd be a schir yoyim. According to the Sma, he'd be a kavlan, because he's working under his own hours with his own schedule. Again, this is the machlokes between the Sma and the Truma Sadashim. The Paiskim Halacha L'maisa prove from the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Mem Zayin Hilchos Shabbos Sif Gimel like the Shita of the Sma. And therefore the Ikar L'Halacha is that in fact we would consider a person to be a Kablan if he's working under his own schedule with his own hours, even though in other respects he's similar more to a schir yoyim. If he's working under his own schedule, he's a kablan, even if, let's say, he's not getting paid by the end result, he's getting paid by the amount of hours he puts in. And therefore, like the Truma Sadashim, he would be a schir yoyim, because he's getting paid by the amount of hours. Nonetheless, since he's working with his own schedule, he doesn't have to come to work that day, he's considered a kablan. And vice versa, if let's say he doesn't have his own schedule, he has a certain amount of time that he has to be meshubit to the schedule of the bailim, the schedule of the employer, but what he's getting paid for is the end result. So again, like the Truma Sadashim, he's a kablan because he's getting paid for the end result, but like the Sma, he's considered a schir yoyim. He would be considered a schir yoyim because we would assume, like the Sma, that it's totally in whether you're working under your own time or the time is not yours, it belongs to the employer.